good morning. How you guys doing? Welcome to the stream once again. My name is Mark. Appreciate you guys showing up. If this is your first time, my name is Mark Lee, and I'm just chilling. Man, I can hear my own voice. Welcome. You've got mail. This is morning motivation. We do this every day. Just a chance for us to wake up right, just chill, think about something else other than what's bothering you, I guess. I don't know. It's easier to wake up early and get a good start to the day when you got other people around you. So I'm here. Welcome, first of all. Take a look down below at the links if you guys want to get in touch with what else I'm doing. I got my Twitch set up. I got other things set up. So make sure that you get click on that stuff. I'm going to give it a second here, and then we're going to start things off a little different today. I went and got this like little riddle here, and I'm going to put it up on screen for a little while, let you guys think about it, and then at the end of the day, I'm going to give you the answer. And if anybody gets it right, let's see, should I reveal the answer in the middle if somebody just says the answer, or should I just hold on to the answer until the end? I'm just going to hold on to the answer to the end. You got to stay to the end, damn it, if you want to know. Just got to do it. All right. First things first, quote of the day. I'm throwing 20 minutes at the clock, and let's knock that out real quick. Quote for today is, take responsibility for your own happiness. Never put it in other people's hands. Now, there's two sides to this that I thought about. Two sides to this. I don't know, but you know what? First of all, how about this? I started waking up early. I gave myself a schedule. I'm going to tell you guys why I do this first. I mean, why? Why am I here? I'm not here just because I think that I want to teach people something. That's like not... I don't want that to come off as my motive. That's not my motive at all. I put together a schedule for myself so that I could hold myself accountable for every moment of the day that I wasn't doing something. If I wasn't doing something, it was because I was directly defying a schedule that was laid before me, and I had no excuse not to do something. So I scheduled pretty much every moment of the day starting at 4 a.m. until... I scheduled till 10 p.m. in case I'm up that late. But I usually stop or slow down right around 8 o'clock and get in bed 8:30, 9 o'clock. But I woke up early because I needed more hours in the day. Everybody always talks about needing more hours in the day. And sure, you can stay up later. You can stay up later at night. But you don't get actual... hours from that, you know, you don't get actual time from that. There's nothing open, there's nothing, you can't accomplish as much. But the morning, even if things aren't open, there are some things open. There are some things open in the morning. Even if things aren't open, things are starting. The world is waking up. The world is getting going so that you're ready before it is. So therefore, you're a head start on most for the day. And one thing I realized was that if you have, like, I woke up and I would look to YouTube videos. I got deep into YouTube videos for a while, so I would look to YouTube videos to like, I don't know, have something to do in the morning or like go to. I mean, you start to feel like those people are like, you get to know them on a personal level. So it's like, okay, I just need something to chill with in the morning. And then that's when you realize, okay, it's a lot easier to get up when there's other people, when my fiance is up with me. Anytime we had to go to work, or I think it's easier for either one of us if the other one is up at the same time. It just inherently is easier. So I figured there's gotta be plenty of other people in the same boat want to do things different, want to wake up early, want to get a jump, but it's hard to when you're just up and you're just like, okay, now what? So take responsibility for your own happiness. Never put it in other people's hands. That's where we're at right now. So if you're just making your way in, I kind of went through why I do this and stuff like that. If you want me to back up, explain something else, you got a question or something like that, just let me know. I'll back on up and I'll switch up. Oops, I did not mean to open that. But the quote for the day is, take responsibility for your own happiness and never put it in other people's hands. And I thought that was, I went across a bunch of quotes this morning, and I do kind of every morning, because sometimes they're just, you go through a lot of bullshit, or not through a lot of bullshit, but well, you go through bullshit. There's just a lot of weird shit that you see. And so when I was choosing that quote, I thought it was important because I was saying the other day that everybody just wants control. When you're unhappy, or when things are seem like they're going wrong, or when, you know, when things aren't the way you want them, usually it's because it's out of your control. Otherwise you'd be blaming yourself, right? Otherwise you'd just be like, all right, let me own up to what I've done. But that's you giving up control, is when you're complaining that something's happening to you, or you're complaining that, or you're just upset with the world. That's you giving up control and saying, oh my God, stuff is happening. This stuff just happens. And it's sometimes you get beaten to submission to give up control, right? Because things just keep happening. And you feel like you have no control, so you just give up control. Everybody just wants control. And once you have it, the only person to blame is yourself, because you have control. So never leave happiness in someone else's hands. Take responsibility for it. I think that means that can mean a bunch of different things. I'm going to take it to, I guess, whatever I can think of. When, like, relationships, friendships, any interactions with other people, people try to get happiness from other people. They try to, like, ah, man, I called you, I felt bad, I was in a bad mood, and you were just an asshole, or you didn't help me, or you weren't there, this or that, like, expecting someone else to, like, take care of you. And I get that, like, you have friends, you have people around you, and you want them to be there for you, but you have to be there for yourself. You have to know yourself well enough to be able to find happiness for yourself, so you're not relying on other people. Do you really want other people to be in control of how happy you are? Hey, good morning, Mark. I'm putting in the coffee wallet. Nice. What's up, Nathan? Nice to hear from you, dude. Man, I haven't seen any of you guys in Illinois in a long time, and it's weird for the whole, I don't know, the whole live thing for people I know to jump in. But what's up, dude? It's nice though. I don't know. I don't want to put control in anybody else's hands. That's plain and simple. Like, I just don't want anybody else to have control over. Nothing else should dictate what I do, say, feel. And the moment that I let the things that other people are saying or what they're doing, the moment that I let that make me upset, or the moment that I let that change what I do, like change how I act, like maybe instead of going and enjoying my day with whatever, I was upset and I was just in a bad mood because I saw this post, or I saw that, or somebody didn't do something like this for me. Like, fuck that, man. People are gonna disappoint all the time. things are going to disappoint you all. That's something we can't like get away from. You can't change that. There's nothing that'll ever change. There's nothing that'll ever change when people or things don't measure up or don't. I don't even know why I don't know why I'm getting emotional even talking about it, but plain and simple, the world and things just happen. Bad, good, and it is. It's not in your control. It's not at all. And that's a realization that you have to come to in order to take control. You have to understand that nothing, maybe nothing will ever go your way. Because once you understand that, then you can say, okay, what do I have control over? I have control over what I do every day. I have control over who I speak to, who I listen to, what I take in, what I don't. I have control over me. And if I give that up to stay in this, to stay relevant with people, to measure up to people, to feel adequate, to feel okay, and I just do what everybody says to do, then what am I doing, dude? Then what? Then what are you doing? Why are we here? Yeah, and then people say, well, you're here to start a family and start another life, but that's a cycle, man. That's a cycle of I don't want to continue. Yes, I want a family, and I want to have children and continue life. Yes, yes, I want that. Let's be clear. But I don't want to continue this cycle of, oh, you know what? Get born, learn a couple things, pay some fucking bills, and then go? All right. We were safe. We were good. We had a few friends. Peace out. See you later. People are constantly wondering, what is life? What is the meaning? But nobody is willing to, like, figure it out. Like, okay, how are you going to figure it out doing the same shit everybody else is fucking doing? And then if figuring it out isn't the point, then what is? God damn it, what is? You know what I mean? Like, and I digress. But this is why I do this, because it gives me a deeper understanding. And for whatever reason, I think like this every day. And it's a double-edged sword. It's one of those things where you feel trapped. You feel trapped in thought. You feel trapped in this process of deep thought. I dive into these thoughts so far without knowing how deep it goes, and I just go, and for whatever reason I think about it differently. But that's why I wanted to get on to somewhere where I could speak to people, because my mind just goes, and being able to latch on to a quote, something like that helps me, I build on that, and that helps me understand where I'm going, what I'm doing, and why, and the motivation behind it. Because you start to ask your question, what comes down to is, life is confusing, but it all boils down to things to an answer that there's no other answer for. Everything. Everything. The things that you want, the things that you hope for, all that stuff, it boils down to a point where you find out there's only one answer, and you do it or you don't. All fear aside and stuff like that. But look, quote of the day is, let me bring it back here, okay? So, quote of the day is happiness, you know, don't leave happiness in someone else's hands. Take responsibility for your own happiness. Why give up control? I think everybody is looking for control in this life. And the people who have lost, you know, yes, I'm going to say it. The people who have lost is the people who have put down the controller because they don't believe it even works. They don't think the controller's plugged in anymore. You've already lost. God damn it. If my controller's not working, I'm banging that shit on the ground. I'm fucking finding the plug. I'm finding new plugs. I'll find a new fucking controller. I don't care. It's a game I want to play. Quote unquote life. My controller's not working. Fuck it. I'm going to figure it out. Plug that motherfucker in and figure it out. You know what I'm saying? And maybe I have to press a few wrong buttons, and maybe I have to jam on some wrong things every once in a while, and maybe some of the buttons don't work. But, oh man, I'm going to press every button that does work until I figure out what it is and how it works. When you expect someone else or other people, when you're waiting for friends to be around, you have to be around other people to be happy, or you have to wake up, you have to have friends in your life to be happy, and you're upset because you don't have friends. Yeah, but I want friends. Yeah, but I just need someone to talk to, blah, blah, blah. When you need that, you've given up control. When you need that, when you need other people in your life, I use that word completely and totally purposefully. When you need other people in your life to be happy, you've given up control, and you have given up. You have now laid down and said, I need other people to do things for me. I am a child who needs to be fed happiness. And you get upset when you don't get your food, when you don't get your happiness, when someone isn't there for you, when you don't have friends, when nobody's liking your Facebook status. Why give other people that control? I'm not trying to educate anybody. I'm not telling anybody I know anything more than them. But I'm asking you a question. Why give other people that control? Why give anything that control? So you're a person. You want to sit here and say, I have a mind. I'm an individual. Don't tell me what to do. But then again, everything in this world tells you when to be happy. Everything in this world tells you when you can be okay. When you're all right, right? So you don't have control. So, I go back. Take responsibility of your own happiness. Never put it in anybody else's hands, because everybody's reaching for happiness. Everybody's grabbing for it. So if you need other people around you to be happy, then you're just in a room full of people. Desperate people. You're just in a room full of people reaching for happiness. That's why friends don't always work out. That's why people talk about keep a small circle. That's because people aren't doing it right. That's because people are going at it all wrong. And that's a point for another day. But fucking think about it. Everybody's in the same room going, trying to get the same thing. Trying to get happiness. So take control of your happiness. And you decide when you want to be happy, when you need to be upset. Sometimes there's a time to be upset. There's a time to go through the motions of feeling upset, grieving, whatever it is you got to go through. But don't let other people determine your happiness. Okay, so what do I mean by that? Like, okay, let me dig deeper into that. It's like a foundation, I guess, but let me dig deeper into that. Like, then what do you do? Like, how do you take control of your own happiness, right? You figure out, you think about what makes you happy when nobody else is around. What do you like to do when no one else is around? And that's a hard question for a lot of people, especially in this day and age, because there's a lot of things that involve other people that effortlessly you just do. Facebook, all these things you get on, it's other people. There's other people there. No matter what, that content you're consuming is other people. So what do you do when you don't have any of that? What would you do when you don't have any of that? Hell, I'd ride motorcycles, play paintball, build computers, play video games, and talk to people. That's what I would do. So, maybe, yes, I have to go to work still, and I have to go to a full-time job. You know, that was my situation at one point. You know, maybe I have to do all these things. Maybe I still have to live life as a human being, as one of those mundane normies, you know, like however you want to put that. Maybe you still have to do that. But what are you doing with the rest of the time to make your life what you want it? Okay, you want a different life? You want things a different way? And deep down, you know you fucking do. Don't lie to yourself and sit here and say, I'm okay with this or that. And maybe you are. Fine. That's the end of the segment right there. The quote of the day. Hold on. I'm going to finish my thought. Maybe you're happy with your life. Maybe you're okay with your life. But I only get one life. I'm not okay being okay with it. And I'm going to fight tooth and nail with everything that I have. Even if I don't get it. Even if I don't get it, I'm going to fight tooth and nail to break this cycle for the future of my family. That is fucking YOLO. That is YOLO. Fuck that superficial bullshit. Like, you only live once, so okay. So why are you just doing what everybody else does? And why not? Yeah, okay, fine. Do what everybody else does most of the time. But the rest of the time that you have, you fight for the life that you want. You fight for it. Because there is nothing else. All right, done with that. Whew, okay. That's my nature. That's just how I don't know. I think about things and I dive into it, and then it just gets serious no matter what. I can turn "Why is the wall yellow?" into a serious conversation. I seriously could. It's just my nature. Cause there's no filter between this and my mouth. There's no filter. It just comes right out. I don't think about it. I'm not thinking about it before I say it. It's just flowing out. So you get it raw immediately. So the next thing we do is Q&A. Q&A. That's a moment. It's a chance for anyone to ask any questions. I don't know. Sometimes I get confusing. Sometimes people get confused. Sometimes it could be any question, from how do I build a computer to what's the best way to talk to my friend about not wanting to be their friend anymore. I don't know anything. I'm not saying I know the answer to everything. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm not saying that I know everything. That's not what I'm here to say. I want you to understand that. I'm just here to share whatever experience I have, my perspective on things, and if I don't know what you should do at all, then I'm here to talk it out. We can figure it out so that you can go into your day with a plan, or, you know, go and start whatever off with a plan. Plan, schedule, whatever, I don't know. I'm like the last person with a plan or a schedule. I'm like the most haphazard, run in, guns blazing, last second, sometimes negative 8 seconds. But I'm starting to see how old people get their quirks or get their like things that they are like, when someone's like, and when someone looks at a 40 or 50 year old, because if you pay attention, when you look at someone who's 40, 50, 60, 70, and you look at them and they, and you say like, man, you're always on time, or you're so good at this, or you're so good at that. If you pay attention, most of the time their response is, man, I wasn't always. Man, I was terrible at it when I was younger. Man, I was horrible at it. So that says one thing to me, is that at one point they were bad at it and they got better at it. And I'm starting to realize as I flip the pages on 30 that some of the things that I have been that as a child I was ridiculed for, I was horrible, like just being hyperactive, off the walls, and then like some of the qualities that came with that, just some of the things I was known for was just completely opposite, because it was such an issue for me that I had to fight so hard to make it right. Like I had to fight so hard to be patient for things that I want. I had to fight really hard to thoughtfully figure out what I want. And now those are a couple of things that I think I do really well. But I did my best to make that happen because it was such an issue for me, and I was so tired of it. Most of the things that I'm good at in life is just because I was tired of being bad at it. Honestly, I just got sick of being bad at it, or sick of not knowing how to do it, really. But yeah, if you have any questions about what's gone on, quote of the day today was, take responsibility for your own happiness. Never put it in other people's hands. If this is your first time today, I always go through, it's every day, every morning, 5:30 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. What's that, like 5:30 for the Midwest? I just wake up, do a quote of the day, talk about it. A lot of times there's usually a few people here. I think it's Saturday. And Saturday is an early morning, but usually there's a few people, usuals here. And we'll talk out whatever it means or how it translates to other people and stuff like that. And then afterwards, if they have any questions or anything like that, they can ask, or we can talk about whatever. Like I said, I'm not claiming to have the answers for everything. I'm just here to talk or whatever, you know. At this point, I don't have any questions, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring up some of the videos that I watch, some of the things that I consume that have brought me to this place, that have brought me to this understanding of just going after it, and they're not being early on in life being the time to do it. And even if it feels like it's too late, even if it feels like it's beyond your timing to do so, there's always a way. Even if it's a step at a time, if you're not working towards it, then what are you doing, you know? But you don't have the right to complain about everything, anything ever again. You know what I mean? These are two good videos right here. How to start. What to do after college. Let's go right here first.
I'm scared. I'm super scared. I'm scared because I know exactly what happens this month every year. every year for the rest of time, or actually not the rest of time, hopefully this will end soon, but I'm scared. I'm scared because I know that there are so many of you that graduate this month and have no fucking idea what you want to do. And that's okay. Most people don't. You should not be stressed about that. I'm actually not scared about that. I'm scared that you don't realize that you're entering the greatest 5-year window of your life. If you are 22 years old and graduating from college, shit, if you're 22 years old and not graduating from college, if you are 22 years old, you are entering, first of all, some of the greatest years of your life, A, but B, this is the moment. Watch this video twice. If mama's watching this, send this to your daughter Sally right now, because you have to understand, this next 5-year window is when you don't go practical and safe. This is not the time to get the job mom wanted you to. This is not the time to try to maximize as much money so you can buy.
This is the stuff I wish I had when I was young. I wish I had seen this 10 years ago. Oh man, I mean, of course, my life would probably be way different at this point. And I don't think I would take, away what I've gained here in Arizona for the life of me, but yeah, I mean, it'd be nice to take now perspective and put it in 22 year old me.
Oh, fat whip. This is the time to realize that you have a 5-year window.
But that window's
There's
gone
no
for me.
Excuse for not talking to the world.
I'm at a different point now, you know?
Every time. My friends, the key to content success is you've got to start documenting instead of creating. Let me tell you how. Just start.
Saturday's a tough one.
Hey guys, I know I look like the Emperor from Star Wars right now, but I'm very high in the air, back from London, headed to New York City. I decided to do a video. So many of you are stuck and can't start. And I broke it down into the what, how, and where, right? WHW, right? Like, what are you gonna talk about? But the way all of you need to do this and how you actually start is by doing. You haven't done anything yet. You know, this whole fake it till you make it brings no value to anybody. You need to make something. And that thing is a manifesto.
It's always been obvious to me. It's always been obvious what caused the success, what I needed to do. You know, every time I watch content through the internet or television, I watched Oprah the other night, Lizzie was watching it, I was working. She was interviewing George Lucas, and he was saying the same shit.
We took it to all the studios, every single one of them, and nobody wanted it.
So what did you do?
So I said, well, I'm not gonna give up now.
You're stuck, you haven't started because you're stuck.
I think the fear of losing trumps the excitement of victory for so many people.
So here you go. What are you gonna talk about? What do you wanna be known for? Look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, what do I want to do every day for the rest of my life?
Was I not just saying
and
this?
And see, what people need to understand is the way we communicate today is so different.
Yeah.
And the platforms have been redefined.
You wanna be in health and fitness, you wanna be in strategy, you wanna be in social media, you wanna be in sneakers, you wanna be in coffee, you wanna be in electronics, you wanna be in fashion.
You collect Smurfs? Smurf it up. You can make $70,000 a year talking about the Smurfs.
Whether that's your mission, or where you're at right now, your truth. Manifesto, tell me what you're thinking about it. Like, if somebody made a video 8 years ago that I think fashion should be high-low, I think people should wear expensive stuff and inexpensive stuff in one wardrobe, they would have been like the queen or king of the vision of the fashion industry just by making a video.
Predicting that Facebook acquires Instagram.
It's like Facebook's gonna buy Instagram. 4 months later it happens. So I was on Piers Morgan. This company's 550 days old. How the hell is it worth $1 billion? And my opening line is, they stole it. And then, I guess last year this time, right, Facebook bought WhatsApp for $18 billion, and every article, like the next day after the news came out, is like, oh, wait a minute, they fucking stole Instagram. The how is, there's only certain few ways to communicate in the world. Whether this is video form, something okay. Extreme.
Yeah.
Like, just get on a train and go away for a week, or something different. You have to break pattern. Whether this is audio form,
sitting here listening to my music list, and I'm starting to find a little clarity.
Audio being a podcast.
you're an outspoken advocate for both hustle and self-awareness.
Yes.
But if you had to put them in order, even if it's a 1A and 1B.
Self-awareness.
Self-awareness
and it's
is
not
more
even close.
Than
when you know who really? You yes, when you know who you are, hustle's sexier.
Yeah.
Like it would have been cooler for like the people listening for me to say
know
hustle
because
it's cooler.
Figure
right?
out.
Heck, you don't even have to do a podcast.
What
put the recorder
you
on your phone and just speak your truth. As I sit here right now writing this article, or at least memoing it because that's how I do it, get in front of a camera, selfie style. You know, I'm old now, kids, so at 40, I've observed a lot, and I can tell you that optimism and positivity is a huge variable. Good morning, Instagram. It's me, Gary. Instead of...
All right. Let's see. At the end of the day, I just want control. I just want control over my situation. I don't want to be victim to what everything else is. That doesn't make sense. I don't think that makes sense. I think that kind of is, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like that's the easy way out. That's the safe way out. You can, so there's a way that's, I mean, maybe I sometimes I wonder, it's like just honestly, like is it just things that I'm running from? Is it something that I'm running from? So I'm run towards, you know, dreams instead. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder that, but more than anything, I think that there's, I think about the history of the world, how old it is, you know, what the world has been through, all the people that have lived on it, all the people who think, have mindsets just like I do, or not, I'm not saying like they have mindsets just like mine, I'm just saying they have them as well, like they have their own mindset and they're their own human beings. So then I'm like, how can this be it? Like, seriously, how can exchanging money and the wealthy having most of the money and the poor staying poor and parts of the world being super fucked up and like, how can that be it? And why do people find it's a comfort zone that people have landed in, that the And the thing is comfort zones aren't always good. We know that. Comfort zone is a zone in which you feel okay. You feel comfortable. And when you feel comfortable, that means that things are staying the same. That means you've gotten so used to it that this is what you expect every day, right? So that in itself is already, I mean, kind of bad. I mean, is it ever good to stay in the same place? Is it ever good to not move forward in life, considering we only get one life to live? Or do people's fears stop them from moving forward? Is that what convinces people from moving forward? Because they fear that they're going to hit failure, they're going to fail, and then they're striving and they're going for everything will be meant for nothing. But how is that possible if you're doing what you love? So inherently, while you're doing what you love, you're enjoying yourself, right? And even if you fail at doing what you love, you're still doing what you love, right? Right? So I don't know, maybe I'm fucking crazy. Maybe the point is to make it to the end and that's it. Just make it to the end. Is that the point? Is that it? Maybe. I don't know. That doesn't seem, I don't think that's like a reality I could ever be like okay with. Just be like, all right, sure. Sure. You know, like just make it to the end. And then that's lights out. Yes, you have kids and family. I'm sure there's plenty of people that say, maybe you don't understand because you don't have kids yet. And maybe there's something I don't understand because I don't have kids yet. Maybe. But I also know that there are things that I want. There are things that I want to accomplish. There's things that I want to do. And I'll be damned if someone tells me I can't have these things when I see all these other people in life and places that have it or have accomplished it without sacrificing themselves, without sacrificing them. So therefore, I know it's possible. So why isn't it possible for me? You know? It's only impossible for me if I don't try. Right? The moment that I stop trying is the only time and the only way to make it impossible to make something impossible. You know what I mean? Impredictable. Everything is unpredictable, so do what you can while you can. Sure, sometimes I when it comes to making videos and the things that I do, sometimes I look back and I'm like, man, am I wasting my time? But then I watch videos that I've made. I see the progression and the time that I've, you know, the time that I've spent doing it has given me memories. I've enjoyed myself thoroughly. I have something I'm working towards. I have a goal to work towards. To maintain myself as a person, because so much in life, a lot of times people give their life to their kids, and then I also see another side of it, and their kids give their lives, their parents' lives, right back to them at 18, and sometimes parents aren't ready for it. They kind of go crazy a little bit because they've given their life to their kids, and when their kid has their own life to live and can't hold their parents anymore, and they give it back to them at 18, whatever age that is, then they wonder what to do. They retire and they do nothing. What's up? I don't know how to pronounce your name. Matheus? I'm good. How are you? But I want to be ready for... I know that having a family, having kids, that's one chapter in life. And that's the biggest chapter. But there's other chapters around that. There's other things that go around that. And so, I'm trying to break that normal... Oh, Carosa, hey, what's up? I'm just trying to break that normal cycle of, it's gotta be done this way, it's gotta be done the same way, and we just gotta advance. Like, honestly, maybe that sounds ambitious or sounds like out, like more than I should worry about, but honestly, I wish the world would move forward out of this stupid place of, we exchange money. I have ideas. I have ideas for if I could change the way the country was run, I would change it, flip it upside down. The world, honestly, the world, if the world got together and said, hey, how should we do things? I'd be like, all right, I got an idea. Like, wholeheartedly, honestly, genuinely, that's what I mean by, like, my mind just thinks of weird things sometimes, randomly, very, very deeply. Like, I'd be prepared for that conversation. I would be totally and 100% prepared for that conversation. I totally would be. As weird as that is. But my mind just goes there. I don't know why. Carosa, what time is it for you? Is it morning like it is here? I always forget. I probably ask multiple times and you probably told me like the time difference, but I forget. Good morning if it's morning. I don't have any G Fuel this morning. I'm tired. But I think I don't know. This gives a little bit of a structure to my start of my day. Scared me.
Jesus Christ, you know the fucking
it's like, am I in Discord right now?
Day of the game. We're sitting in the bar waiting for the
but
game.
I think that's about it. I think that's what I got for you guys today. No, in Slovakia it's 15:17. 3? Or no? Is that 7? Good night. Well, that's what I got for you. That's my show for you guys today. I hope you're thank you for anybody who was here. I know it's a slow morning. It's Saturday. I have 2. This is the second Saturday. First Saturday was the same way. That's okay. Tomorrow's Sunday. Tomorrow I'll be doing the same thing. Nala. Tomorrow I'll be doing the same thing, so make sure you guys tune in the same time. It's 5:30 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. So, if you're awake, if you're around, if you're available, make sure you're here tomorrow. I also will be live on Twitch. 10 a.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. So, hit the follow button, hit the subscribe button, hit the follow button, the subscribe button, hit all that shit. Make sure you got your alerts so that you know when I'm live, so that you know when I'm here. I have no idea what I'll play. I don't think about that stuff until like just before. But all right. Have yourself a good day. Take it easy. Enjoy the rest of your day. Hope tomorrow starts off great for you too. And bye.